Jeremiah 3, 20 and 22. God is praying to his people. Surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, says the Lord. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Jeremiah 3, portions of verses 12 and 13. God is praying to us. Return, backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord. I will not remain angry forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God.
I am full of mercy. I won't stay angry always. Just admit your sinning against your God. You have disobeyed me, though I'm married to you. Turn from your backsliding, be fed with knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah 3, God prays. God says, oh, I love you, and I do not to die. Come back, repent of your sins. Choose to live, obey, choose life.
Prayer is conversation in both ways, with respect for each other. Jeremiah 3, part of verse 14, God is praying to us. Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you and bring you to Zion, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding.
I want you as children to give you a pleasant land. Have you called me father, but you reject me? You perverted your ways, you forgot the Lord God. Return to me and I'll heal your backsliding ways. I love you. Jeremiah 3, God prays. God says, oh, I love you, and I do not to die. Come back, repent of your sins. Choose to live, obey, choose life. Now, Deuteronomy 30:19. The Lord loves me, this I know.
Jeremiah 3, verse 19, God is praying to us. But I said, how can I put you among the children and give you a pleasant land? You shall call me my father and not turn away from me. Here's the exciting response of the people finally praying back to the Lord God in Jeremiah 3. May we all reply thus to God's prayer to us, as he still calls to each person. For God so loved the world, not just some people, that he sent his son Jesus to be our salvation, just as promised through his Bible word, the older as well as the new words. The prayer we should answer to our Lord God, portions from Jeremiah 3, beginning at verse 22. Indeed, we do come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel and all people. We lie down in our shame and our reproach covers us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. God's promise to each of us through 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.